Quran, Nun Gimel Amid Beis, 106, all the way at the bottom, two words from the end of the page. 53b3, all the last words. Okay, the Gemara before was discussing that Rav Meir made a ruling in the Mishnah about if you do Kedushin by Hegdish, if you take an object to the Beis HaMikdash, give it to a woman for Kedushin. Rav Meir said, if it was intentional, it's a good Kedushin. Accidentally, that means he didn't know it was Hegdish, it's not a good Kedushin. And the Gemara explained it, that according to Rav Meir, if you know it's Hegdish, then it becomes deconsecrated. It's not Hegdish anymore. Therefore, it's a good Kedushin because you gave the woman money. If you did it accidentally, it remains Hegdish. And because it remains Hegdish, she didn't give the woman any money because it's not her money. It's the money belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So Amar Rav, Rav is going to say differently now. Rav says like this. Chazarnu akol hatzdodnu shel Rav Meir. We analyzed every possible angle of Rav Meir's din. We never found, because the way we learned in Tuntnau, like we just said, in order for the Kedushin to be valid, the money has to become non-Hegdish. Because if it's Hegdish, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you can't give it to the woman. So the Gemara was thinking, explaining until now, Rabbi Yochanan explained this before, that according to Rav Meir, if you did it intentionally, it means you knew it was money of the Beis HaMikdash, and you gave it to her anyway, the money becomes non-Hegdish, and therefore it's a good Kedushin. If you did it accidentally, it remains Hegdish, and therefore the Kedushin is not valid. So Rav comes along and said, we never found such a statement. To say Hegdish b'shoigig, that if you did it accidentally, ein mischalol, it doesn't become non-Hegdish, b'mezid mischalol, and that intentionally it does. Rav said, we never found such a din. There's no difference between accidental and intentional. Okay? So if so, why in our Mishnah does Rav Meir say if it was done intentional, it's a good Kedushin, and accidental, it's not a good Kedushin, if there's no difference? He says, it's speaking bekosnas kahuna shalei balu. The tunics of the Kohen that were not worn out, meaning were fit that to still be used, but hoyol v'nitna lehones behem, because they were given permission to wear. Meaning like this, the Kohanim used to wear long white tunics. Okay? They used to wear long white tunics. As long as they were good, they belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Once they became completely non-usable, they buried them. I mean, it wasn't, or they used to cut out to make wicks for the menorah, whatever. Now, the din is like this. Kohanim also are not allowed to misuse the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, if you use it for your personal usage, that's called misusing Hegdash. Now, just imagine, a Kohen goes to work, the Beis HaMikdash, he has to get dressed. Okay? He finishes work, he goes back into his civilian clothes, so to speak. Okay? But between the time he finished working and he changed, took a few minutes. It takes time, no? Or, as there's an argument in the Rishonim, Rashi holds, or I think no, Rambam, or whatever, Rambam holds, that a Kohen, let's say, for argument's sake, started working at 9. I mean, they started working earlier, okay? But let's say they started working at 9. Or this Kohen started working, his job was to start at 12. Yeah? 9 o'clock, he wasn't able to put on the big day kohuna already. He was allowed to. He's not working yet, so now he's using it as regular clothing. So why isn't he misusing Hegdish? The answer is, like he says, Torah wasn't given to the angels. Torah was given to people. Okay, you have to understand, the second they finish work, what do you expect to chick-chack, take off the clothes? It doesn't work like that. Or before they start. What do you expect? They don't wear the clothes until 9 o'clock and 8:59 and a half. They can't. I mean, come on. The Torah is very realistic. Torah wasn't given to angels. Okay? So he says like this. These tunics of the Kohen, granted they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. They're a Hegdash. But they were still allowed to be used for personal usage also. Okay? So therefore he says like this. This, really, we don't find, according to Rav Meir, Rav says, a difference that if you did it intentionally, the money becomes deconsecrated. If you did it accidentally, the money stays out. He said, we didn't find this. It doesn't say that anywhere. So why does Rav Meir in our Mishnah say that if you did it accidentally, it's not a good kedushin? If you did it intentionally, it is a good kedushin. He's speaking that kosnis kohunish lebolum, meaning the tunics that were not worn out, they were still fixed. Fit for service, right? Therefore, even though the Kohen used it for personal usage, they remained holy. There were still garments in the Beis HaMikdash, but they were still used for personal usage.
Could he wear it outside Beis HaMikdash? Or could
no.
Only in Beis HaMikdash?
No. So therefore, if the Kohanim did it accidentally, okay, so then the Kedushin's not good. If that's what the Kohen gave to this woman, one of his long garments, accidentally it remains Hegdish completely. Now, just to explain, he says like this, it's impossible for the Kohanim to remove the garments in the second day, okay. Therefore they retain their sanctity, even though they're put to use personal use. Okay? But if you intentionally used it for your own personal usage, then it becomes deconsecrated. Nundalid. But over here, if you did it accidental, it's not a good kedushin, because the kohanim can only wear them. They can't use it to sell it on eBay, because it's not theirs, it's still holy. So therefore, according to Rav, Rav Meir is explaining like this. A man, a Kohen, gives a woman the garment, the long tunic. All right? It's really his money. He can use it personal usage, but it's still holy. Because up to now, the Gemara is saying, we don't have a case where something is holy and you can use it for personal use. So either, if you use it, it becomes non-Hegdish, intentional or accidental, or it becomes Hegdish. So Rav comes up with a brilliant concept. The Mishnah is speaking by a case that it's Hegdish, but you can still use it for personal use. And it still remains Hegdish.
But you can't trade it.
Right. But the fact that they can wear it means it's used personally, but it's Hegdish. Therefore, if the Kohen knew that this was a garment of the Beis HaMikdash, and he gave it to the woman, then it becomes deconsecrated. Because once he used it for personal use, normal things, once he used for personal use, they become unhegdish, non-hegdish. There's one exception. Those clothing, the tunics, they still remain hegdish, even though you did it accidentally, and therefore the Kedusha wouldn't be valid, because they still remain holy.
But the reason Gemara says we are not like Malachi Hashare, right?
Yeah.
But if he wants, because it takes time to take it up and put it on, but if he gives that, you know, the chafila to the woman, it's not part of it, and it does, you know. It's not like he's giving to somebody else.
But we're talking, he didn't know. That's what Rav's whole point over here is. The fact that he did it accidentally, right? That means he used it for personal use, but it's still hegdish.
But that's part of the tamidah.
Yeah, but wearing it for yourself is not the Grashi and Rambam hole. Like we said, you can put it on in the morning, even though you don't work until the afternoon.
But the whole thing is come to the tamidah.
So what? But you're still using it for personal use. You go into the supermarket with it. You go to the soccer game with it.
But you would think either way, whether you know it or not, you shouldn't be able to use it as a token to buy a wife.
That's why if he did it accidentally, He never intended to unhegdish it, so then it remains hegdish. But if you did it intentionally, anything that you use for personal use, accidental or intentional, is non-hegdish, except the clothing. Because over there we find they used it, and it still remained hegdish. So Rav holds, according to Rav Meir, there is no difference, accidental or intentional, it becomes non-hegdish. So why does Rav Meir in the Mishnah say, if it was intentional, it's a good kedushin, and accidental, it's not, it's always non-hegdish? He said, because we're talking about the clothing that were allowed to be used for personal usage. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Toshma, come, I'll ask you a question. It says in another Braise, Kosnes kuna shabalu, the tunics are the long coats they wore. The Gemara said, Ksenes pasim, the long coat. Kosnes means they used to wear white. Kainim were basically pantless. Well, they wore pants, but short ones. They wore shorts with the long coat over it. Yeah, a little. So it's like this: the kosnes kohen shabalu, if they became completely worn out, that means they're not usable anymore, right? But somebody was me'il behem. If somebody misuses them, there's a din of me'ila. Divrei Rav Meir. So my love, the Gemara thought now probably even loy balu, even if it didn't get spoiled, there's a din of me'ila. But that's contradictory to what Rav said. Rav just got through saying by the pants, there's no me'ila accidental, because it remains hegdish. So the Gemara says loy balu dafka. It's only if it got spoiled, because once they got spoiled, they're hegdish, but they're not usable for the kayanim. So the kayanim couldn't wear that before they went to work, because it wasn't the garment they were allowed to work in. Garments, that's what you have to understand. As the Gemara says, there was no poverty in the place of wealth. In the base of Mikdash, everything had to be tip-top. Okay? If the garments wore out, they were not allowed to wear them in the base of Mikdash. It's disrespectful to Hashem to wear with shmatis, you know? You needed to dress...
Who paid for those garments anyway? The Kohanim paid? Or
oh, but the Gemara is going to see... No, the base of Mikdash paid.
You come in, they fit you for...
Yeah, they're fitting. They had a tailor there. Yeah. There was a Pinchas HaMalbish. There's a guy in the Mishnah, the first guy was called Pinchas. So the Mishnah, when it speaks about in Midas, it speaks about there was a guy called Pinchas HaMalbish. He was the dresser. He was the tailor. Yeah. He dressed him. He dressed up to Kohanim.
Well, someone had to dress him up. Yeah,
the Kohanim had, you know, the Kohanim, when they went home at night, there were hooks in the Beis HaMikdash with their names on it, and they hung up their clothes. Yeah, for the next day, and then when they left for the shift.
They fix those clothes up because they can't keep buying new clothes. It's expensive, right?
But there's a lot of money in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, well, still, you know, it's only Kohanim, yeah?
Okay. Then the Gemara says like this, another question on Rav. Tashma, come, I'll ask a question. It says, Me'elim bechadetin, the law of Me'ila applies to new garments, ve'me'elim bebatikin, but not in the old garments. Okay, I have to give a little introduction over here. Every Jew, every year, the Jew gave machzis a shekel. Okay, what did they do with the machzis a shekel?
The half shekel.
The half a shekel. The half a shekel, they bought karbonis. It went for expenses of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So the way it stood like this. During the month of Adar, it was put in the designated chamber. On the first day of Nisan, the temple officers would fill 3 barrels with coins from that chamber and use the coins for the buying karbonis. In other words, there was a room, everybody brought their half a shekels, it went into that vault. Okay? Then Rosh Chodesh Nissan started the new year. So they couldn't use the old shekels. They had to use the new shekels. Okay? So the Jews had a month, Echad Ba'adar, and the first of Adar, they announced, Bezdin, okay guys, Mother, we'll see what they were used for. Don't worry, they didn't throw them out.
Everybody had to give a half a shekel?
Yeah.
Everybody? Men, women, and children?
No, men over 20.
Had to give a half a shekel.
Yeah. Now, what did they do with these half shekels? They bought karbanis for the year. They're the public karbanis. Like the carbon talmid in the morning, afternoon. Okay? The Rosh Chodesh karbanis. One minute. Who bought it?
Yeah.
The Kohanim took the money. And they bought karbanis. But how did it work in just in a practical sense? So at the bottom he explains from the Mishnah and Shkolim and how it works. So for the whole month of Adar, the Jews had the ability to bring the half a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. And it was put into a room. The first of Nisan, they took that money and they filled up three barrels with coins. And they used those coins for the purpose of communal offerings, the karbanis. Okay? Now, any shkolim, and we learned, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, that every year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, you have to use the new shekels. Okay? Now, what happens if a guy brought the money late?
Well, they gave it the year before.
They didn't give in the month of Adar. They rolled into Beis HaMikdash after Pesach, or whatever, and they gave the money. So it was poured in a horn-shaped box, and they were called new shkolim. Then 15 days before Shavuos and Sukkos, three barrels were again filled from the money of that of the new money. Now, any surplus money, any leftover money left in the chamber, would be used for other communal properties. For instance, construction and repair of Yerushalayim city wall and towers. Yerushalayim had a wall around it. There were towers in Yerushalayim. You know, who paid for that? The half a shekels that were left over that they didn't use in the previous year, because Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they started using the new coins. Right? But what happens if they had leftover coins and people donated it to the Beis HaMikdash? So you couldn't just use it for buying lottery tickets. Right? So what did they do? If they needed the walls of Yerushalayim, needed, which they did, you know, they needed repairing, or the towers in Yerushalayim, and other things that Gemara is going to explain, they used the old shekels. Okay? Now, what happens if a guy forgot to bring 1 year? He didn't give a half a shekel. The next year, he brought it in a box called old shekelim. Okay?
Plenty. Yeah,
what happens if he didn't bring it?
Yeah.
They paid the half a shekel, but it was put with the old shekels. Okay? So they're basically, there are new shekels for the new year, and there are old shekels that were left over from the
previous year.
Now, Sid Price is something this. Me'ilim bechadetin, you only do me'ila. That means if somebody misuses these coins for personal usage, so they belong to the Beis HaMikdash. So there's what's called the din of me'ila. You have to, you know, pay the fifth and bring a korban misusing hekdesh. So the Braisa says only the new coins have a din of me'ila, but any of the old coins, no more me'ila. Okay, divrei Rav Meir. I'm sorry, divrei Rav Yehuda. That's what Rav Yehuda says. Rav Meir Eimer, Merlin Av Batikim. Rav Meir says, no, Me'ila is the old coins, the new coins, it doesn't matter. If somebody, by mistake, misuses old coins or new coins, you have a din of Me'ila. You have to pay the principal plus the 25% plus carbon and so on. Rav Yudah says, only new coins have Me'ila, not the old coins. Okay? And the Gemara says, why? The Braisa says, Shahoye Rav Meir Eimer. Rav Meir says, Merlin b'shiyuri alishcha. You do me'ila even with the leftover shkolim from the old coins, you also do me'ila. Now, the question is, now, according to the mayor, this is an interesting point. According to the mayor, How did they use the coins to build Yerushalayim's wall? Or to fix it? It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the mayor held, the wall was also holy. The wall was also Hegdish.
What wall?
Of Yerushalayim.
Oh, the walls around the
yeah.
The outer walls.
The walls of Yerushalayim. Around the city. Not the walls of the Kotel. The walls of Yerushalayim.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? In other words, the mayor says like this. The walls of Yerushalayim was holy, so therefore they were able to use the coins of the Beis HaMikdash, the leftover ones,
to fix it.
They're misusing it for non-Hegdish, so the mayor says it's Hegdish. Therefore, if you misuse the coins for your own purpose, not for the wall, you just use it to buy a soda, ice cream, whatever, so then you have a din of Me'ilah. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no. Rabbi Yehuda says, only the new coins, not the old coins. Okay? So even though Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't use the old coins for yourself, but if you do, there's no Me'ilah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The mayor says, no, new or old, there's a din of Me'ilah. Okay?
Because the new coin, new money is not epic.
What?
New money is more epic.
Yeah, because that was directly for the Kabbalists. Even in, for Kabbalists is the holiest thing. Okay? The wall of Yerushalayim is not as holy as the Korban. Correct? Okay. So that mayor says that the walls of Yerushalayim are holy, so you can use the old coins for that. But the fact that they're holy, you do Me'ilah. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to use the coins for personal use, but the bottom line is that you don't do Me'ilah. Now, the Gemara is going to ask a question like this. Did people personally benefit from the wall of Yerushalayim?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody did.
Yeah, there's certain laws that
they can carry.
Yeah.
You're going to, I mean, you had a wall around, you were protected. Okay? So now it's an interesting thing the Gemara asks. According to the mayor, why is there a din of Me'ilah? Just like we say that the garments of the Kohen, because they're allowed for personal use, that mayor says they remain Hegdish, right? So Gemara says, Vamai, why? Neima, why don't we say, why according to the mayor, the old coin subject to Me'ilah, why don't we say, Hoyol v'nitna lehanis mehem? Because the public can benefit from these coins, because they do. The public benefits from the wall. Why? The wall of the city. And the towers in the city. The Gemara is just saying now that they were built from the money of the Shkolim. They came from the leftover money, from the old Shkolim, like it says, the funds for the city walls and the towers, not only for the walls. This Mishnah says even more. Any of the communal Yerushalayim city needs.
It's like a treasury.
We're done. We're allowed to be spent for the money of the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah? So the question is, according to Rav, right, why is there a din of Me'ilah? If you can use it for personal usage, why does the mayor say this money, the old money also has Me'ilah? Rav just explained, according to the mayor, the fact that you're able to use it for yourself, there's no Me'ilah.
For the city.
No, by the coats of the coin, right? And therefore he says, the mayor differentiates between intentional and accidental. Right? So he says, so if that's the case, according to Rav, they should not be subject to Me'ilah either. Okay? So the Gemara answers, you're right. It's not Rav Meir, read it Rav Yehuda. Rav changes the names in the Mishnah. Because Rav Yehuda holds, under all circumstances, it's not a good Kedushin. Right? That's what Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said, no, he said, B'shege Kiddush, but made it like Kiddush. Right? He says, Rav Yehuda, now, is the one, because, what did Rav Yehuda say in the Mishnah? If you accidentally use it, it's good. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, the fact that you have me'ila in it, when you do me'ila to it, if you have to give the korban, so you deconsecrate it. Because if it remains consecrated, then you don't have a din of me'ila. In other words, like this, me'ila only exists when it becomes dehegdish, unhegdished. Because then you misuse hegdish. If it remains hegdish, then there's no me'ila because you never undid it. Right? Now, in the Mishnah, the way Rav learned Rav Meir said, if you did it accidentally, it's not a good kedushin. Why not? Because there's a din of me'ila, but he says the fact that you can use it for personal usage makes it no din of me'ila. So the Gemara asks, by this case we see that even though they used the wall for personal use, they used everything for personal usage, nevertheless, it shouldn't be me'ila. Why does Rav Meir say it's me'ila? So the Rav answers, it's not Rav Meir. You're right. According to Rav Meir, there would be no me'ila. Rav Yehuda, who in our Mishnah says that if it's done intentional, it's no good. But if it's done accidental, it is a good condition because you undo it. Because Rav Meir says, according to Rav Yehuda, even the old shkolim, there's a din of me'ila. And therefore, if you did it accidentally, it's good, because the fact that you have to bring me'ila means that it's not hegdish anymore. In other words, like you said, having to do me'ila, the fact that the Torah says if you use it, you sinned and you have to bring a korban and all that, is because you made something hegdish, non-hegdish. Something that remained hegdish even after you use it, then there's no me'ila. You never unhegdished it. It was always hegdish. Right? So Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that if you did it accidentally, you gave a woman hegdish accidentally, it's a good kedushin. Why? Because it needs me'ila. And by doing me'ila, it becomes unhegdish. So therefore the kedushin is valid. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have to do me'ila on the old coins, that means the old coins are not hegdish anymore. So therefore if you give it to the woman, the kedushin is good because you gave her something that doesn't belong to the base of Mikdash. Okay, now the Gemara continues, says, Toshma, come, I'll ask you a different question. It says like this, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Sad, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shmuel says the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Avni Yerushalayim Shenishru. Shenishru, what happens, the wall of Yerushalayim is built with stones. Yeah? What happens if a stone fell off, and somebody used it for personal usage?
The stone.
The stone fell off, and it happens, right? Stone fell off in the wall, and the guy didn't know what it was, or he didn't know you're not allowed to, and he used it.
So is that me'ila or not?
So it says me'ilim behem divrei Rab Meir. Rab Meir says you have to do me'ila. That means
it's not like Yerushalayim. How can you have hegdish?
The Gemara said because the fact that it was paid for money of hegdish means it's holy. It's the base of Migdal.
Yeah.
Who owns the wall? Technically, the Beis HaMikdash, because they pay for it.
That's true.
From their money. I mean, from Beis HaMikdash money. So therefore, they own the wall.
Who bought the wall in the first place?
Huh?
Who bought the wall in the first place?
David HaMelech. David Shlomo HaMelech.
Government, right?
Huh?
Government.
But it's not the government. The Gemara is saying the government of Yerushalayim was the Beis HaMikdash.
It's like self-governed?
Yeah, Yerushalayim, Lahavdil, trillions of Havdalis, was like Lahavdil, like Washington, D.C. But Washington, D.C. has a municipality, it's a city by itself, which houses the federal government.
Yeah, yeah.
But Washington, D.C. doesn't legally belong to any state.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Like Vatican, maybe.
No, Vatican's its own country. But Washington, D.C., geographically, is in Virginia, but it's not part of Virginia. It's not governed by state laws of Virginia.
Yeah.
But Yerushalayim was more. Yerushalayim was actually under the jurisdiction of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, David HaMelech says in Tillim, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov. In Tillim, Ir Shechubra Lo Yachtov means it's a city that belonged to everybody.
So did he live in the Beis HaMikdash?
Who? Eastern Parkway, you mean? No, he didn't. It was before his time.
Not the old city.
You see, you understand? So the Mishnah said, one second. So the wall actually belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. The city needs, like the Mishnah said before, Tzarche Ha'ir, they needed to dig wells. I mean, whatever needed construction, so not private stuff. The roads, the whatever it was. Yeah? That was all done from the Beis HaMikdash. Money.
But did he live in did he live there?
No, he lived in the palace.
So
the Kohen Gadol also didn't necessarily live in the Beis HaMikdash. What?
So Beit Din is doing all the construction.
Beis Din is in charge of that. Yeah. Now, the problem is like this. According to Rav Meir, Rav said before that if there's personal usage, there is no Me'ila. That's what Rav said before in the name of Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir. That if you like the Kohanim's clothing, there's no Me'ila because you could use it for personal use. So even though it remained holy, the fact that it remained, you can't use it, but if you did, there's no Me'ila. Here, the stones of the walls are used by the people for personal usage. So l'cha'era, there should be no Me'ila, according to Rav Meir. And this Mishnah says clearly, Braisa, that Rav Meir holds that in the walls of Yerushalayim, there is Me'ila. According to Rav, Rav says Rav Meir holds that for anything which is used for personal usage, there is no din of Me'ila. But the stones of the wall are used for personal usage also. So why does Rav Meir say there's a din of Me'ila? So he says, you know what? You're right, it's Taka Rabbi Yehuda. Switch the names again. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, unlike Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even when there is personal usage in it, there is a din of Me'ila. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says, if you did Kedushin with it, it is good, because when you need Me'ila, it becomes unhegdished. Remember, the rule is over here very simple. When you need Me'ila, it becomes unhegdish.
And you can't use it.
Because if it remained hegdish, why do you have to do Me'ila? You didn't take it out of hegdish. Me'ila means, the concept of Me'ila means, when you take something away from the Beis HaMikdash for personal usage,
and don't retain it back.
Then, no, you can't, because you already...
If you retain it back, it's
No, it's unholy anymore.
If you retain it back, it's not holy?
Not holy anymore. You have to pay the principal, the fifth, which is 25% in halacha, and bring a carbon. But what you used is done. It's not hegdish anymore.
If you retain...
No. Once you used it for personal use, you can't say, oh, okay, here, take it back. It's too late. So the Torah makes you pay. You pay for it. You took $100, let's say an object, $100, you have to pay $125, so they get back the principal that they lost, plus 20, again, a fifth, what means 25%, plus you have to bring a carbon because you sinned. So the concept is very simple. Anything that you have to do Me'ila to,
can use it,
it's not Hegdish anymore. So therefore, if you gave it to a woman for Kedushin, it's good. It's good. Now, Rav explained in the Mishnah according to Rav Meir, why is it no good for Kedushin? Because it's speaking about garments of the Beis HaMikdash. That because they're using for personal usage, even though it still remains Hegdish, there's no Me'ila. That's what Rav Meir said. So first the Gemara asked from the coins, the old coins, the new coins, or, you know, the garments. And the Gemara says, you're right, it's Rav Yehuda, not Rav Meir. Then the Gemara asked another question. But we find that by the stones, if somebody did the stones, the mayor says there's me'ilah. So according to Rav's rule, that anything which is used also for personal usage, Rav Meir says is no me'ilah. Why does Rav Meir say over here me'ilah? So the answer is it goes according to Rav Yehuda. Yeah. It's a mistake. It shouldn't say Rav Meir, it should say Rav Yehuda. Yeah. So now the Gemara asks a question like this. According to Rav Yehuda, if the guy used the stones, there's me'ilah. The Gemara is going to ask, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim is not holy. Yerushalayim is not Hegedish. Rabbi Meir, until now we learned Yerushalayim, the walls is Hegedish. The Gemara says, E Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim is Mekatshe. Was Yerushalayim belonging to the Beis HaMikdash? It's not true. Rabbi Meir holds that, not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? That now we learned in the Mishnah like this. Ki Imra. Okay, now this is a din like this. People make vows. If a guy says, if somebody says, this cup is like a carbon. This cup of soda is like a carbon. It becomes hegdish. It becomes a vow. Okay? He can't use it.
Like a carbon? Huh? I want to donate it to Beis HaMikdash, or it's like a carbon?
No, it doesn't be, I'm sorry, it doesn't become hegdish. It becomes forbidden to him. It becomes forbidden to him. Just like hegdish is forbidden, if I say this cup of soda to me is like a carbon, it's not a carbon. You didn't say I'm making it a carbon. He said to me it's like a carbon. You can't, you can't eat a carbon. You can't eat the soda, drink the soda. Okay? Now, but here, the guy used crazy expressions. The guy, and the Gemara is going to explain each one. The guy says, Ki Imra, it should be like a lamb, like the lamb. Or, Kedidim, like the enclosures. Ke'etim, like the logs. Ke'ishim, like the fires. Ke'hecha, like the Mizbeach. I mean, like the sanctuary. Ke'mizbeach, like the Mizbeach. Ke'rushalayim, or like Yerushalayim. In other words, it's being a very simple case. A guy comes over with a cup of soda or whatever. He says, this should be like the lamb. This should be like the enclosure. This should be like the fires. This should be like... it all becomes a vow. Because what is he saying? These things are all hegdish. If you can't use hegdish, and you're saying this cup of soda should be like them... not hegdish, but you can't use it. So comes along, Rabbi Yehuda, and says, if a guy says this cup of soda is like Yerushalayim, nothing. You could drink it. Yeah. Why? Because obviously Yerushalayim is not holy. Right? So the Gemara's question, you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that if you use the stones of the walls of Yerushalayim, you have to do Me'ilim because they're holy. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says that Yerushalayim is not holy. If it's not holy, how can you have to do me'ilah with something that's not holy? If you use the stones of Hebron, you have to do me'ilah? No. Yerushalayim is not any different. Okay, now, just to explain each one of these things. When a guy says, like the lamb, okay, now even though he didn't say it, but what does he mean, like the lamb? The lamb that was brought every day as a carbon tumid. If a guy said, like the enclosures, he means, like in the Beis HaMikdash, they had an animal pen and a wood pen. You know, for the wood of the Beis HaMikdash, for the Mizbeach. So that would also be holy. If he says, like the logs, it refers to the two logs put on the Mizbeach every day. Like the fires, it means like the fires in the Mizbeach. Sanctuary, like the Mizbeach, or like Yerushalayim. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, Kol ha'emer Yerushalayim lo yomer klum. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Yerushalayim. All the other things he agrees, if you say this cup of soda is like the lamb, it would be awesome. If a guy says it's like the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, it's awesome. But if Rabbi Yehuda says, if a guy says it's like the walls of Yerushalayim, it's not Hegdir. It's not a vow. Why? Obviously because Yerushalayim is not holy. So if you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda says clearly, Yerushalayim is not holy, Yerushalayim is not holy. So why does that Mishnah, which you say, Rabbi Yehuda said, say you have to do Me'ilah for misusing Hegedish? You never misused Hegedish. It was never Hegedish. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim is not holy. So the Gemara answers, if you're going to say, because he didn't say, like Yerushalayim, because all he says, Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda says, whoever says Yerushalayim, he doesn't say, Ki Yerushalayim. But that's not true. Because Rabbi Yehuda Emer, Kola Emer Ki Yerushalayim, whoever says even Ki Yerushalayim, it's worthless. Achayidar Bedover Akarev Yerushalayim. Unless if the guy said, this cup of soda is like something sacrificed in Yerushalayim, then it becomes holy. So the Gemara's question is very simple. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you use the walls of the base of the Yerushalayim, you have to do Me'ilah because it's holy? Rabbi Yehuda says clearly Yerushalayim is not holy. So how could you say Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim is holy? So the Gemara answer is very typical Jewish answer. Trei Tanoi Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. There's two opinions of what Rabbi Yehuda holds. In other words, one opinion says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yerushalayim is holy. One opinion says, Yerushalayim is not holy. Right? One opinion says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yerushalayim is holy. Therefore, if you use it, you have to do Me'ilah. The other opinion says, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Yerushalayim is not holy. And therefore, if you make a vow with Yerushalayim, it's not a vow, because Yerushalayim is not holy.
So you got a Yehuda confused himself.
No, this you have many times in the Gemara, because it was all oral, mm-hmm. Nothing was written. Uh-huh. So one, the different opinions say what this rabbi said. Yeah, you have today also. Yeah. One rabbi says, this rabbi said this. The same different rabbi says, no, this rabbi said, the same guy said this. You have that many times. Especially in the time of the Gemara, you have that very often. Two opinions, what the Rameir holds. Even in many times in the Mishnah, there's an argument between two Chachamim, what Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel held. That you have all over the place. So over here there's an argument, basically, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Is Yerushalayim holy, or is Yerushalayim not holy? One opinion says that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's holy. Therefore, if you use the stones of Yerushalayim, you have to do Me'ilah. And the other opinion says no. Therefore, if you make a vow about Yerushalayim, your cup of soda is not holy, or not a vow, because Yerushalayim is not holy.
So, since the walls are paid by the Hegdish money,
it's still not holy.
Why?
Why? You would think it is. Yeah.
It should be. Because the money is going is the dish should be the water should be it.
I was thinking that, like, how does it work according to Rabbi Yehuda? Tosfos talks about it. Nearby is. Okay, in other words, Tosfos explains to the Gemara that according to that opinion, the money that was spent on the walls and this, granted it came from the Beis Hamikdash, but it wasn't holy.
Because they use it?
No, because it was for money that was extra leftover money that wasn't holy anymore.
That's what it is made on the new money, not the old money.
Correct.
This is using the old money, not new money.
Yeah, because the old money loses its status. Loses its status. That's why that opinion says, you're right, that's why that opinion says, there's no Me'ilah on old money.
Yeah.
because it loses the status of Kedusha. What did they build a wall with? With that old money. So therefore it's never Hagdish.
That's why they bought the Korban, so that new year is the new money.
Right. Because that had to be holy.
Interesting.
The basic means basically stuff that they didn't need anymore, even though we learned that the garments of the Kohen that spoiled, they were still Me'ila.
Yeah.
That's because they actually wore it and it was used in the Beis HaMikdash. The money wasn't used
yet. Directly, he's not using. Indirect.
I'll give you another example where you see this in Halacha very clearly. If I give you a dollar to put into the Pushkin, right? Do you have to put that dollar or can you put another dollar? You don't have to put that dollar.
You can change it to another dollar?
You could change it for another dollar. You could change the four quarters. You could change it to whatever you want. Why? It's a duck of money. But a money, there's a lot of times, it doesn't necessarily retain the Kedusha.
Why do you have to pay when you pay extra money? Perhaps put like $7, you put 25 cents more, you pay more.
If what?
If you get money from the bridge shop, you take money.
Made out of 150.
No, not merely. Saying some people have a minig that if they take change of a dollar, they won't take a dollar, they'll take 99 cents, 98 cents. Because they don't want to benefit, halachically you could, by the way, they don't want to benefit. Tzedakah is, in a certain respect, considered holy. I mean, mitzvah money is... They don't want to benefit from a pushka, from holy money, of taking change without giving at least a penny to tzedakah. Halachically, you're allowed to. But I know there are people that, if they take a dollar change out of the pushka, they'll only take 99 cents or 95 cents, whatever, I mean, you know.
Also, yeah, custom in Iraq. You know, if you want to change the money from tzedakah, the money you take it, you don't use it for anything except for tzedakah.
That's not halacha, that's a custom, maybe.
But the hektish money, the old money...
But the Rebbe used to give out dollars for tzedakah. Nobody put that dollar into the pushka, into tzedakah. You exchanged it. Because the money, there's no din. But if I give you an object, that object has to be given.
But the half a shekel, wasn't the object of mitzvah? It wasn't a mitzvah. It was a mitzvah to give half a shekel, wasn't it?
Correct. So that doesn't make the money holy.
How come you...
Why is it holy?
You want to pay damages?
You put money in the pushka. It's also a mitzvah, yeah? A poor man can take the money and buy whatever he wants with it.
But if you give money to somebody, take it to your shrine, give it to somebody...
They don't have to take that money.
No, the people, they separate it. They put it in a different envelope. The same money, I give it to them. It will give the same money to...
So they don't spend it, maybe. So
they don't spend it, that they remember exactly what it is. But if you're going to Israel, and I give you, let's say, $10... Shliach mitzvah, whatever. You don't have to put that $10 in. You could put any $10 in. That's the halacha.
They do that so they don't forget.
Right, whatever.
Because this is used to, from Northern California.
Again, that's customs of feeling. It's not customs of halacha.
They don't mix it with their money. They put it separate.
Make sure
you give
it.
Oh, sure,
they don't feel good. Mix it
in
the money. Without money.
Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Amar Ula Mishmei Rav Pada. Ula said the name of Rav Pada. There's another Rav Meir opinion. Rav Meir is giving a lot of opinions according to him. Amar Hayat Rav Meir used to say like this. Hagdish B'mezid, if somebody misused Hegdish money intentionally, mischalel, the money becomes non-Hegdish, becomes desecrated. V'sheigig, ein mischalel. But if the guy did it accidentally, then it remains Hegdish. The same thing like we said before. We said, v'lo'yom, v'sheigig, mischalel, when do we find before we found in the Gemara that it says if you did it by Shoigig, it is Mischalel, that's only the Inyan Korban Bilvad. Meaning, you only have to bring a Korban, but the money stays Hegdish. In other words, when Rav Meir says, B'Shoigig Ein Mischalel, okay, means, I'm sorry, this that he says, this that, that there's an opinion that says that if you did it b'shoigig, the money becomes desecrated, non-hegdish. He says no. That's only you have to bring a korban, but the money stays hegdish. There's another opinion. That Rav, what's the name? Ula says the name of Rapada or Pada, that if the person did it intentionally, the money becomes desecrated, non-hegdish. Accidentally,
hegdish.
The money remains hegdish. Aye, we say in a different place, b'shoigig, the money is mischalel. No, it doesn't mean that. It means you have to bring a korban, because you sinned. But the money stays hegdish.
If the money is hegdish, what's the reason that you bring the korban?
So the Gemara, oh, that's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, that's the Gemara's question right away. If the money remains hegdish, korban my mechayiv. Why do you have to bring a korban? We said you bring a korban when you undo hegdish and you take something away from hegdish. If the money remains holy, that's what you just got through saying, the money remains holy, you have to bring a korban. Why do you need to bring a korban if the money is still holy?
Punitive.
No, korban is not punitive.
No, the money that you pay, the korban.
No, the korban is kapara. Korban is forgiveness for sinning that you took hegdish and made it non-hegdish. But the Gemara says, if the money stays hegdish, you just got through saying, so why in the world do they have to bring a korban? So Gemara says not like this. He also Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he explained what Rapidah means. Emer Hoye Rabmeir, Rabmeir used to say like this. Hegdish b'meizid mischal. If you misuse Hegdish funds intentionally, they're not Hegdish anymore. B'shegeg e mischal. Accidentally, the coins remain Hegdish. So then what does it mean? B'shegeg becomes desecrated. Only if you ate it. Meaning, if you misuse the lachila bilvad, meaning if you used hegdish in a way that the money is not existent anymore, then you have the concept of hegdish. Meaning like this. When it doesn't exist anymore, then you have to bring a car.
That's true.
But he says, if the money is still there, it remains hegdish, you don't need a korban.
Yeah.
But what happens if you ate it, or you burnt it, or you got rid of it? Doesn't mean eating only, you got rid of it. Then, yeah, even though it's shegig, so normally the money would stay hegdish, but you have to bring a korban, because now it doesn't exist anymore. Then you took it away from the Beis HaMikdash. But if you did it accidentally, that's why they say if you gave kedushin with hegdish b'shegig, it's not a good kedushin, right? It's not a good kedushin. Why isn't it a good kedushin? Because the money is still based in hegdish. You never unhegdished it.
What kind of korban? Is it
korban chatas? It's no korban asham. It's called, we say in the morning, Asham Me'ilis. Asham Me'ilis. It's the Asham of Korban Me'ila.
What if you give it accidentally and the girl gets rid of it? What if she eats it?
She has to do it.
Oh, but then is it a good condition?
Because she, we're going to see the later cases in the Gemara. If the man gives to, let's see, you're the woman, okay? I give you the money from the Beis HaMikdash accidentally. So it's not a good condition. Because the money is not mine, it's still the Hegdish. Now what happens if you didn't know the woman and she threw out the money, burnt the money, whatever, I don't know.
Spent it.
No, spent it's still around. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Even if she spent it, she took it out of the Beis HaMikdash now.
they should do that. Huh? I want. Shabbat.
Because when I gave it to her, it was still Hekdesh. I never took it out.
Because your father.
If she destroys the money, then you, the lady, took it out of the Hekdesh, and then she would have to do Me'ilah, not the man.
Because the lady doesn't know Hekdesh or not Hekdesh. The man.
But it's called accidental. So, Me'ilah is accidental.
Yes,
but she's the one that took it away. When the man gives the woman money, it's still Hekdesh. And therefore the Kedusha is not good, right? So therefore, nobody took it out of the Beis HaMikdash yet. If she ruins the money, let's not speak about money. A guy had food that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? He gave it to the woman for Kedusha.
Accidentally.
For Kedusha. Yeah, accidentally. He didn't know it was Hekdesh. He gave it to her for Kedusha. Now, we just got through saying that the money stays, the food's still Hekdesh. Right? Hekdesh doesn't only mean money, any object of Hekdesh. That means it still remains holy. Therefore, the Kedusha is not valid because I didn't give you anything. I gave you what belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't give you anything. Now, you eat it. So, who took it away from the Beis HaMikdash? You did, not me. So, then you have to do Me'ilah. Because you were the one that took it out of the Beis HaMikdash. I never did. Because when I gave it to you, it was still the Beis HaMikdash. We'll see that later in the Gemara. Gemara's going to talk Kesav. Because then you did it, not me.
If you get it, you have to eat it. Like your food.
You don't have to eat it.
You don't have to eat it?
What? Food? For what?
Lady to...
For Kedusha?
Yeah.
No.
You don't have to eat it. Why not the food? What should we eat?
See,
food.
If what? I give a woman... food for Kedusha. And she accepts it.
Yeah.
And then she takes the food and throws it in the garbage. The Kedusha's good? Yeah?
It should be good.
Of course it's good. I gave you something with the money. What you did with it later is your problem.
At that time she accepted it.
Yeah, and it was worth a penny.
Well, if she took it right away and threw it in the garbage, then she
didn't want it. We learned in the Gemara. Yeah, that means maybe the lady didn't want it. So the question is she laughing at him, making fun of him? I'd not. But if she accepts it, and she says, thank you very much, smiles, takes the thing, okay, and she hates it. So when the guy's not looking, she throws it in the garbage. Yeah? Still a good Kedusha. Still a good Kedushin because he gave you something worth a penny. Okay.